May I have your attention?
Please stand by for some pre-show announcements. Congratulations are in store to my cousin Taylor, her husband Dan, and their daughter Arla, as they added to the family and welcomed their second child, a boy, Riley James, this past Wednesday, June 1st. Today, June 3rd, is my firstborn's 19th birthday. Happy birthday, Chanson! Also, tomorrow, June 4th, is my cousin Tim's happy double nickel birthday. And lastly, Sunday, June 5th, would have been David Brudnoy's 82nd birthday. Love to you all.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Before we start the dumb birthday game, we have Norm in the middle of a story about the time he was able to suit up in a Red Sox uniform and hit a, quote now, hot sizzler halfway back to the pitcher's mound, end quote. The game here is from June 4th, 1994, of which I've titled, What Did Emilio Say? And what a cast of characters we have lined up to play. Chris, parked in his driveway, double parked, and then parked at Gold's Gym in East Boston. The adorable Kristen in Dorchester. Kathy from Tewksbury, with the world's worst phone connection? Well, she used to work with Norm doing trivia with Marty Manasian and Bernie Corbin on WHGH Radio from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday nights back in 1980. There's Stephen Alston. Ah, the phone issue. It was his fault. The world's worst cordless phone. He is a first-time player and caller. And at 25 years old, a new dad. At the time, he was up with 5-week-old baby Haley. He reveals that diaper-changing responsibilities are shared by he and his wife. He's a specialist taking care of number one, while the wife has been tasked with number two. I'm on the phone. Jack Hart in traffic, well, he's making the streets safe for humanity and raucous punchlines. And Emilio Morata. Producing, playing in studio, and causing trouble. Our birthdays. Dennis Weaver. Gene Barry. The big one, Parker Stevenson. Freddie Fender, also known as Baldemar Huerta. And wait till you hear his American success story. We have Robert Merrill, and Norm blows the roof off the dump with his rendition of The Bluebird of Happiness, not to be confused with Hello, Bluebird. Michelle Phillips and Bruce Dern. We close with an historical event. The White House was completed on this date in what year? Other stuff. Not surprisingly, it all involves Emilio. Emilio brings up Bob Barker, a lawsuit, and how does Norm feel about this old guy having relations with beautiful young women? Norm's integrity is on display here. Hey, put that thing away. No one wants to see that. Norm flexes his muscles with Emilio. We hear a Lavelle Diet word. There are well-deserved hurt feelings. Norm shuts off Emilio's mic and then releases him from that bondage. Emilio states that he is here to provide entertainment, and Jack asks the question that's been on all of our minds. Now you gotta listen closely because it goes by quick, but man, it's very funny. And lastly, there is a quick flip to side B to finish the game. Episode 89, What Did Emilio Say? Begins now.
Events that were going to happen that night and kind of spotlighted me for some reason, like the kid from Vine Street, Everett, who used to play for the Vine Street Hawks. And look at him now. He'll be in a Red Sox uniform. And went on and on like that. So it was great publicity. So by the time I got to bat, the crowd was cheering and Ken Coleman was the announcer and he was describing things. And the best I could do was hit a really hot sizzler halfway back to the pitcher's mound. I was really just awful. I think Dave Maynard hit one and hit the fence out there, and I mean, everybody was smacking him everywhere. Old sports columnists who could hardly walk to the plate were banging off the wall. I couldn't even get it back to the pitcher. I was so humiliated. I think I embarrassed Ken Coleman more than anybody. But anyway, I still have the picture, and the picture looks good. You think I knew what I was doing. But there I am in a Red Sox uniform. It's like a dream come true. But then, again, picture that fellow was talking about when we played the Red Sox wives in a softball game. That was kind of horsing around with. That was more fun. I'm getting kind of wordy, aren't I? And I think, a little bit boring. Let's go to... But included among... anyway, Chris is on the line with us. I have a terrible time with English. It's not one of my best languages.
You seem to do pretty well.
I guess so, yeah. Well, I've learned how to speak phonetically. So a lot of times I'm speaking and I don't know really what I'm saying. I'm just kind of repeating the vowels and things.
I do it every night, Norm, I know. I mean, it's like, you know, because you know what you're supposed to say and it just doesn't come out the way, because you say it 100 times and it doesn't come out the way you want it to say.
I know. Now, you're in your car. Where is your car right this moment?
Well, actually, I'm in front of my house right now.
Oh, you're gonna sit in the car in front of your house?
Yeah, because I think it would be crazy if I go inside and I wouldn't be able to get through again and get it all.
Okay, well, that's great. As long as you don't mind.
I came out of the club and I figured, last and first time that I called, I won.
Oh, you might win again another junkie prize.
Yeah, you said all that junk to me. It was interesting.
yeah, because as I don't know how many people know this, but I mentioned it, so I guess people know that we send out tasteless, worthless kinds of things. And so I don't want anybody to expect anything decent if they do win. And so that's really nice. Anyway, if a cop comes and tries to, you know, pin some kind of a loitering rap on you, just hold the phone up near his mouth so we can hear him arresting you, okay?
Sure. It just happened. I'm not joking.
Oh, really?
I was double parked in front of my house, and the cop came and flashed his lights behind me. I had to move.
Oh, that's great. We were I was talking with somebody in a car once, and they got pulled over by the police. Or maybe they were pulled over. I don't know. They were pulled over. And I said, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Now just keep the phone there. We want to hear what the cop says and all that. Anyway, at the last minute, they chickened out and said, I can't do that. I got to go. And so we never got the complete drama. So should it happen to you, you'll get, well, you probably won't get any extra bonus points for it, but it'd be kind of fun for us to listen in.
Definitely.
Okay, and we have Kristen, who's in Dorchester. Hi, Kristen. How you doing?
Good morning, Norm.
Oh, your voice is just so cheerful and so nice.
That's because I'm talking to you.
I was kind of hoping you would say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you're a silly pook, and I'm glad to have you with us. And we also have with us from Tewksbury, just in from Las Vegas, America's dancing queen, Kathy, the lovely Kathy.
That's me.
Yeah, I made that. You got it. Is that your phone?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, because we didn't have that. Let's see. Let's check. Yeah, that's your phone. Do you have another phone at home?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Ooh, that sounds just awful. No, I don't. That's, I don't know we can do much with that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Kathy. I feel badly about that, and I can't.
Norm, do you remember me?
Kathy from Tewksbury. Did we have
I was from Boston.
Oh, you from
Boston? We used to do the trivia together.
Oh,
Marty Menasian and Bernie Corbett.
Oh, the line seems to be clearing when you mention their names. yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was when, let's see, that was about 1980.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that time on WHC. It's a Saturday night. We used to go from...
like midnight to 5.
Midnight to 5 or sometimes 6.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, and we had a panel of... well, you mentioned about 3-4 people, because we'd have a regular panel, then we'd have a guest.
Right.
And then we'd have me, because I never knew any of the answers to anything.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I was thinking of doing that again. We could do that here one night.
Oh, that'd be great. That was a lot of fun. I still have all my paperwork, too.
Okay, that's great. Okay, because each one took a different category.
That's right.
Bernie was great at sports.
Yeah.
And music also, and
Marty knew just about everything.
Yeah,
about everything.
He sort of disappeared from the face of the earth, but Marty had a, as a matter of fact, put out a trivia publication.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he was in Who's Who, too, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. I believe he had, didn't he have property up at Rockingham or something?
Yeah, he was from that area,
yeah,
as I remember,
I think,
yeah.
He sold it and made a lot of money.
Did he?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, maybe that's why he disappeared, because he feels people like us would just go after him for that.
Oh, that's right. I would have been after him right away.
Now, what are you doing now?
Well, besides, you know, I work. And we just bought a house up here in Tewksbury.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You and your husband.
Yes.
Were you married then?
Yes, I was. I've been married all my life.
I know how you feel.
You know that feeling.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve also, who's playing the game with us. Steve is in Alston. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Norm?
Hey.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
What a nice thing to say.
My line I was just talking to her about, because I walked into my nursery. I just had a five-week-old baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that nice? This is a...
You started getting the static on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that...
That was from me, yeah.
Oh, you think that was you?
Yeah, I got to stay in the living room here.
Okay, well, you have a you have a portable phone?
I got a portable phone, yeah. She just woke up, my little girl. Her name is Haley.
Oh, and, isn't that nice? Is this your first child?
This is my first child, yeah. I'm 25 years old.
Oh, you're, yeah. Okay, that's great.
So the wife is up and around. She's mad at me right now because she seems to think that I woke up the baby.
And she thinks, hey, you are playing frivolous games on the radio.
Yeah,
while a baby needs your attention.
On the radio, and she's cursing me in the background.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh,
all right, but I'm going to win this game, Norm.
Okay,
I'm
and you understand that you get a totally useless prize if you do win.
All right, well, I want to make sure that you send me that totally useless prize.
Okay,
too.
No, I'll be sure to send it to you, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And if you want to kiss Haley later on for me, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I think having
maybe
a baby around.
Talk to her later.
Who changes the baby's diapers? Is that you or your wife?
It depends on whether she does number one or number two.
Are you a specialist in one or the other?
I'm a specialist in the number one area.
Yeah. And
your wife
is a specialist in the tougher
area.
Number
two area, I just kind of block my eyes and run out of the room.
Oh, okay. So I used to be
call for the wife.
Because I used to be very good at that.
Oh, were you really?
Either area. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a specialist in both areas.
Yeah, they used to call me Old Iron Stomach, which is nice. Oh, that's good. Best wishes. You're in for a great adventure.
Oh, this is going to be great. Yeah, it's my first time calling a radio station.
Oh, yeah. No, the great adventure wasn't so much this as just having being a father.
Oh, being a new father. Yeah.
Five weeks.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as exciting as being on the dumb birthday game, I know, but no, I was talking about the baby thing. Anyway, we have Tony's with us. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Norm. Long time no see.
Yeah, that's right, for about an hour and a half. Anyway, you got home safely, and it's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jack Hart is with it. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
He got to work safely.
That's right, he got to work safely. And
thank goodness.
Therefore, he can make the streets, as our traffic reporter, he can make the streets safe for all those who are still traveling.
Safe for humanity.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Norm?
Yes?
You know, you could send if Steve wins, you can send the prizes to Haley. Wouldn't that be nice? Something she could keep forever and ever.
Yeah, let's see.
And when she gets old enough, they could say, you know where this came from? This paper clip came from Norm Nathan.
Yeah, this useless, totally useless, tacky, tasteless prize.
And then I wanted to know, what did Chris get when he won the last time?
Oh, he didn't. Yeah.
He laughs. Uh-oh.
One thing I want to know about Haley: underneath her bathroom sink, is there? Is that where you keep your Haley's comment?
Haley's comment.
I was waiting for that.
One thing about Jack. He telegraphs the punchlines about 3 minutes before he hits you with them. And you can just see the mind go on trying to build up the situation
that. For anyone with, like cardiac problems or anything, I don't want them to all of a sudden get, like, whacked with
them.
a ruckus punchline and then, you know, have a heart attack and die.
It's safety jokes. That's what they are.
That's what it is.
That's right. And not to mention humorless.
So, Chris, what did you win, Chris?
I haven't spent it yet. No, I was actually it was a plastic paper clip. There was some book that was a pretty interesting book. The thing is, it could have been that interesting because I can't remember what it was. But it's in my bathroom because occasionally I sit there and look at it. But that's Newsweek.
It seems to me that we sent something a little bit too valuable. We'll have to watch it the next time.
Some papers. I forget what they. Something with a coffee stain. I knew that.
Oh, it came with a coffee stain.
Yeah.
I sent you a book that had.
Some papers. I forget what the papers were. I've got them all together. I've got them. Next time I come on, I'll look.
Okay. Well, you can have. If you win tonight, then this morning, you can have a whole collection of junk. That'll be really nice. And Emilio Morata, producer here at WBZ, of course, is playing the game with us. Hello, Emilio.
Good evening, Norm. I was thinking when you were having your conversation with Steve about you specializing in one or two, that you know, sometimes some of the shows that we put on make it seem like we specialize in two here.
Did Jack Hart write that line for you?
Jack called me in the mass control room and he said, hey, please say that.
Back that one down.
Actually, Norm, if I could, take advantage of my celebrity status and say hello to a friend of mine that's listening tonight. George Lewis is out there from Gold's Gym and Braintree. I just told him I'd say hi to him.
No, George has just been arrested for assault battery. And wherever he is, I know he'll get the message.
I like the way Emilio asked you that. And before you could say yes or no, he said it.
Everybody always does that. But I've come. Anyway, here, there are a fair amount of people born on this day. This, of course, being June 4th. And we'll start the bidding. Anyway, Dennis Weaver was born on June 4th. Dennis Weaver won an Emmy in 1960 for the TV series Gunsmoke, in which he played Marshal Dillon's deputy. Remember he used to limp in that? Didn't he limp in that?
Yeah.
Chester Good was the deputy, was named Chester Good. He played that for 9 years. Pardon me? Is somebody mumbling?
Yeah, this is Haley's father. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Talking to Haley's mother.
This is a joint thing with you.
No. Well, she's up. She's still cranky at me.
Okay.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, it was one of the most popular TV shows of all time. He also appeared in McCloud, which is on reruns right now, Gentle Ben, and he's been on many TV movies. So that's Dennis Weaver. Okay, now how old do you think he is? Chris, we'll start with you.
He's 73,
74, no? Yeah, 73. 73, says Chris. Okay. Chris sitting in his car out front of his house.
I'm in front of Golden Gym now in East Boston.
Oh, you're in front of the Golden Gym in East Boston?
Good. Yeah. Okay.
Do you live near there?
Yeah, about 2 blocks away.
Oh, okay. Now, do you work out a lot?
Not as much as I should, but yeah, lately I have been.
Okay, and you go to the Golden Gym. Do you know where that is?
Gold's Gym, yeah, and he's supposed to.
Oh, Gold's Gym.
I actually don't work out there. I just got to get out of the way before the cops came
back again. Oh, I see. Okay. Are they circling the neighborhood, are they?
Well, it's a pretty busy neighborhood. I'm not going to be here that much longer. I'm moving out.
You're not going to. You got to wait till the end of the game, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then after the game, you're going to come over and help me move?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Kristen, how old do you think Dennis Weaver is?
I'll say 72.
Kristen says in a cute little voice, I'll say 72.
Hello, Kristen.
Kathy, you're not going to say hello to Tony, Kristen?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, how are you? Long time, no talk.
I know, I haven't talked to you since the farm stand.
That's right.
September.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kathy, how old do you think Dennis Weaver is?
I think 67.
You mind?
67. I'm sorry. I'm just a wretch. Steve, what do you think?
Dennis Weaver looks exactly like my father. My father is 59.
Is 59. Okay. Geez, you got a father who's a whole lot younger than I am. I can't stand this. Anyway, Jack, what do you say?
Oh, 67.
That's Jack Hart giving you a preview of some of the songs from The Sound of Music. Anyway, 67. Okay, and Tony?
Let's see if I can thread this together now.
Thread this together.
Weaver.
Oh. I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to warn us with those, Tony.
Yeah. 63.
Hey, this is Steve. Can I change my...
Oh, Steve, please.
Steve.
Can I change it?
You obviously didn't get the rules I faxed out to you right before, prior to the game.
I just looked in the Star magazine here.
No.
I don't get a second chance.
Not if you tell us that you looked it up. I mean, if you could make up some excuse, my mind was.
Haley, my mind was confused.
Haley was going to the bathroom.
Come on, we're gonna win this for my girl Haley.
Okay. Well.
Well,
there'll be others. There'll be others. They're all in the same magazine, apparently. So everybody else is lost because this guy picked up a copy of this chintzy magazine.
Before you say it, can I say it all?
No, I don't get a guess.
Emilio's turn, and then I'll tell you who the winner is.
Well, no, first I have to make my complimentary stupid joke. which tonight will be that she's Dennis.
Complimentary?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Dennis Weaver looks as old as that Weaver chicken rondelet I had last week. There it is. I got out of the way.
Oh, thank God.
62.
Oh. Okay.
Chicken rondelets. You never heard of those?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Weaver brand of frozen foods, and he's referring to one specific species.
He really laid an egg with that one.
Yeah, even Jack Hart wouldn't have gone for that one. And he has no taste at all, so you can imagine what category you're in, fella.
Yeah, he doesn't have the guts that I have.
Okay. Okay, Dennis Weaver, actually, I have two ages from AP. AP says he is 70. And my little book here says he's 69. So either way, let's see who comes the closest.
Jack had, I believe. No, somebody said 71.
Nobody said 71, no. Kristen said 72. And let me see, so...
Don't say 67?
And Kathy said 67.
Oh.
So I'd say Kristen and Kathy. Yes, yes,
Kathy?
That's what I said.
Kathy
and Kristen both came closest. You guys are okay.
All right.
Yeah. How about Gene Barry? You know, Gene Barry was born Eugene Klass, K-L-A-S-S.
Hmm.
A song and dance man in the movie since 1952. He was on the TV series, remember, Bat Masterson with his cane, and Burke's Law, and also one of his biggest hits came on Broadway, and also in Boston. I saw him here doing La Cage aux Folles. He was in that. He was excellent. Gene Barry. But he also played that. You mind if I say it again? On Broadway, yes, sir. Broadway. Oh, boy.
I love that.
Okay, Emilio, how old is Gene Barry?
I have no idea who the gentleman is, but he's been dancing since 52.
See, song and dance man in the movie since 52. Been dancing for 42 years, and boy, are his arms tired. Or something.
No, if I could digress off this subject for a second.
I kind of get nervous when you start digressing.
Well, I wanted to ask you, when you said we'll start the bidding, that reminded me of Bob Barker. I wanted to ask you, what do you think about this sexual harassment suit that he has with Brandon Parkinson?
Everybody's suing everybody. This guy's been widowed for years.
Well, how do you feel about this old guy having sex with this beautiful young woman?
I think that sounds great to me. It sounds okay to me, yeah.
I think
gives us all hope.
Yeah, I think so.
I was just wondering how you felt about that. Anyhow, I think Gene Barry...
What did you think? I was going to be opposed to that? I think funny-looking old guys ought not to have sex with beautiful young women. That's the way I think. And that's the truth, much as it may hurt guys like you.
Well, Norm, I notice that you don't abuse your position of power, that you're a man of integrity
and honesty.
Oh,
yes, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every chance I get.
Okay, anyhow, I'm going to say Gene Barry is 68 years old.
68 years old.
Norm's fighting four paternity suits as we speak.
Wouldn't that be something, huh?
Wouldn't that be front page news, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Tony, you saw he hit at the plate at Fenway.
If my kids are listening, you know what? You know what my Sarah is saying right now? Oh, Dad! Oh, Dad! Come on, Dad! Fathers aren't supposed to talk that way. Anyway, Tony, how old do you think Gene Barry is?
I don't think it's so much you talking that way. It's the idea of maybe it really happening.
She knows better than that.
Oh, God.
Gene Barry. They brought back Burke's Law, didn't they?
Hmm.
Over the fall.
Did they?
Or at least late winter. They brought it back for a few episodes.
What is that, Tony?
And it's a show. It's a TV show.
Huh. I guess I'm watching all these.
He kind of played actually the same role, passing down his expertise to a much younger man in the show.
Oh, that's like James Garner with Maverick.
Burke's Law. Yeah,
and incidentally, Mel Gibson plays Maverick, and I won't tell you the part that James Garner plays because it's kind of a tricky ending, and that's part of it. Hmm. But it's a lovely movie, and Jodie Foster, by the way, looks lovely.
Cute. She's that's a lovely one.
I just remember her kind of looking like a bratty tomboy kind of character a few years ago, and why you blossomed into a beautiful lady.
Now, watch what you say, Norm. We don't want anything to be misconstrued.
Will you shut up? Will you just shut up? Okay. I hope I'm not out of line. Anyway.
What was Emilio's guess?
Emilio said 68. He was gonna answer 72. He's gonna answer you himself, but he's scared to death of me because I just flexed my muscles.
Norm's he's towering over me with a clenched fist, and I'm in the corner shaking like the mouse at Linda's house.
And Jack, what do you think, Gene Barry? What would you say,
Gene Barry? Let's see. He's 70.
He's 70? 70. Okay, and Steve, this is the guy with the star.
Yeah. Trying to win the prize for my daughter here.
So you're looking it up, and you're going to come up
no,
with...
No, I'm not looking at anything. No.
His wife's telling him. That's what
my wife was trying to tell me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Gene
Barry. Get him on, hell off the phone.
Gene Barry, he was on the Gronk Show, isn't he?
That was Chuck Barris.
Great show, though. I'll have to say Gene Barry is, what did Emilio say? 69?
What does everybody care what Emilio said? Emilio said 68.
All right, I'm going to beat him with 72.
72.
See, that's what I said.
That's right, that's what Tony said.
All right, Tony.
Okay, and Kathy, what do you say?
I'll say 66.
Say that again?
66.
Okay. And Kristen?
I'll say a little older, 76.
76.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Yeah.
Okay. I love the way you guys throw that. That's the spirit, yeah.
Norm, I'm wondering if Jack is feeling a little off-center today because he hasn't come up with very many witticisms. And, you know, usually he's so shy.
Witticisms. That's a Lavelle word, isn't it?
I'm leaving all the Rondelay jokes to you.
Thanks, Jack. Pass the torch.
And Chris, what do you think?
I think kind of cut things in the middle there just a little bit. Well, I think Chris is kind of close. I think 74.
74. Okay. Actually, he's 72. Steve and Tony both hit that one right on the button.
So Tony must have reached and grabbed his Star magazine.
Okay, let's go to...
moving right along.
Moving quickly along, yes. Now, excuse me, Tony, do you recall where the off switch is for Emilio's microphone?
I believe it's in front of you somewhere.
It's right there.
I just found it. Okay. Parker Stevenson.
Christy Ellie's husband.
Pardon me?
Christy Ellie's husband.
Yeah. That's right. He's Christy Ellie's husband. You don't mind if I keep your microphone. Just give us a little rest for a few minutes.
I'll just scream my head off.
You hear him? He won't stop. Parker Stevenson, anyway, played Frank Hardy on the Hardy Boys' Nancy Drew Mysteries. He's in Baywatch.
He's in Baywatch now?
There's a voice in the background, but I can't make out what he's saying. Or is it a woman? It's hard to make out the voice. He's married to actress Christy Alley. Okay, I'll release you from the bondage of an unplugged microphone. And how old do you think, Emilio?
Oh, geez. Parker Stevenson's got to be
38
years old.
38, geez. He's going to perform that with voices.
I'm like, what was that guy that called up? Did the imitation of the guys in the street?
What happened? Are all the really good producers, are they all drafted? Or what's going on here?
Popcorn.
Okay, Kathy, what do you think?
Parker Stevenson. Didn't she thank him for the big one?
Pardon me?
Come again?
Can you get a little closer to the phone and speak up a little bit?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're so much lower volume than anybody else, it is becoming.
Becoming
I said
what?
36.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did she say about the big one? What did she?
When she got the award, didn't she at the end say, "And I want to thank Parker for giving me the big one" or something?
Oh, Christy Alley did.
Yeah.
She very well might have, since she is married to him, and that would have been a very tender thing to have said.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She wants to thank him for the big one? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Talking about the car.
Okay. Speaking of the car, Chris, what do you think?
Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please. I'll say,
Adam Sandler?
Yeah. I would say, I was playing it all night tonight. I would say,
What a joy it must have been to be wherever you were.
Oh, it was bad. It was really bad tonight. Things are very bad tonight. I would say 42.
42, said Chris. Okay, and Jack?
43.
43. Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with... What did Emilio say? I'm just kidding.
He said so much.
He said something about the 30s. I'll go with 40, 42.
42. Okay. And Kristen?
I'll say, Pat is 44.
Oh, jeez, everybody's turning into comics. Have you noticed that?
And we're all so good at it.
Tony, what do you think?
Parker is 40.
40. Okay. Actually, Parker Stevenson is 42.
Is he?
There you go.
And
there
so Chris,
go.
Chris is now there on the scoreboard, and Steve has got two correct ones now. He's now leading the pack. And so we have, everybody has a winner except, has won at least once, except Jack and Emilio.
Oh,
and there's a message there, but I don't know what it is.
Come on, Emilio, you can catch up.
Steve, I'm wondering if you're going to be able to look your daughter in the eye in a couple of years and say, you know, Daddy cheated.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, I don't have, no.
I don't know, we've lost all trust in you now, Steve, now that you came out clean with us, really, you know.
Where's that switch again? Okay, Freddie Fender. Freddie Fender, born Baltimore Huerta in San Benito, Texas.
I don't see Freddie Fender.
Yeah, no, yeah, Baltimore Huerta, H-U-E-R-T-A. Was just
you're making that up, Norm.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
He's related to Tony Butler.
Tony Butler?
Bumper.
Tony Bumper, I see. There's another bit of humor there, too. Oh, the laughs really just come fast and furious, don't they?
Norm, do you know if he was Irish, he'd be Freddie O'F...
I found the switch.
Oh, nice job.
Okay, nice job. Okay, biggest hit before the next teardrop falls in 1975.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what the biggest hit was before your next teardrop fell.
You know, Freddie Fender, his biggest hit was before the next teardrop falls.
Okay.
In 1975 is when he did that, if you want to piece together these dates. He was in prison on a marijuana possession charge from 1960 to 1963. Isn't that a typical American success story? Get out of jail and within 12 years had a big hit record.
And where is he now?
Where is he now? Right now, he's married to Deanna Durbin. They're living in a little townhouse outside of Paris.
He's drinking with Johnny Cash.
Will you shut up and let me finish a statement? And he's now, I don't know, never mind. Doesn't matter. I got thrown off my pace there. We'll start with you, Chris. Freddie Fender, how old do you think he is?
Oh, geez, you know, you think if I was a DJ, I would know this stuff. But he had the hit in 72, but he was big in the 60s, you said?
Well, no, I said he was in prison on a marijuana possession from 60 to 63. He was in jail.
The 60s revolution, and then he got high, and then he realized he wrote a song. So let me see. I would say, give him 56.
56. Okay. And Steve, what do you say?
I'm going to go with 56.
56 also. Okay. And Kristen?
55.
55, says Kristen. Okay, Jack?
You know, not too, a couple of years ago, we had a little group, the Texas Tornadoes, and they did a pretty hot McDonald's breakfast burrito commercial.
Is that right?
Yeah. I wish they kept playing it. I like the song.
Better than Before the Next Teardrop Falls?
Almost as good. 53.
53. And the Tony?
Yeah, 54.
54. Kathy?
What did Emilio say?
60. You say 50.
No,
60. Oh, 60. Okay. And let's find out what Emilio says as we ask him.
52.
52. It's kind of quiet and subdued, isn't it?
My feelings are hurt, Norm.
Oh, that's good. It's about time. I've been trying to do that for weeks. Okay, Freddie Fender is 57.
Oh, there you go.
So Chris is 56, and nobody said 58. So therefore, Chris is now in a tie
with
Steve. Yeah, and they have two apiece.
Oh, I got three.
Hold on a minute. Who's got three?
I got three of them.
No, you haven't got three of them.
I get Gene Barry.
Oh, wait a minute. You said 56 also, didn't you, Steve?
That's right.
You're right.
Yeah.
You do have three.
I'm in the lead.
What's that?
Gee, I'm in the lead. What a surprise.
Yeah, because you copied my number.
That's right. Okay, how about Robert Merrill?
Robert, Rob Mell, the opera singer.
Oh, geez, I know all about that guy.
You know all about Robert?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you take the first shot then, Ed?
Yeah.
How old do you think he is?
Oh, you're going to start with me now, huh?
You betcha.
What, you're going to tell me some more about him, though.
Well, I thought you knew all about him. You tell us.
Yeah, come on.
He's an opera singer.
That's right.
Give me some details, like when was he born, maybe?
Before or after the
one of his big hits was, as I recall, was a thing called The Bluebird of Happiness. And I'd like to sing a little bit of it for you, if you'd like.
Oh, would you? Would you do that?
Ready?
Yeah,
one,
sure,
two,
sure.
Three.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Just a couple of lines.
So be like I, hold your head up high. Somewhere there's a bluebird out of happiness.
Oh, I know the guy now.
You know that?
Okay. I got him.
You know, you just want me to stop singing. Now, you don't know him.
I just want to cut you off.
I don't blame you.
David, listen to this.
I was kind of hoping you'd start to scream out faster than that before I made a total ass of myself.
All right. What's his last name again?
Merrill. Merrill. As in Merrill's Marauders.
Merrill.
As in Frank Merrill of Yale.
He's got to be 70.
70.
Yeah.
Got to be. If he's not, shame on him.
Are we not going to get any clues on him?
No, I don't have any more information on that.
Oh, you don't have
any that, no.
The Bluebird of Happiness, come on.
Yeah, The Bluebird of Happiness.
Everyone's smart to go with 70.
Okay, I'd say The Bluebird of Happiness came out, and it might not have been Robert Merrill who did that. I think it might have been Jan, somebody, another opera singer who did that. But the song itself came out in the 40s, early 40s, late 30s. So it might have been somebody else, though. He may not have done that, so don't use that as a clue.
Could you finish a little? Do the next line?
You mean want me to sing some more?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Please.
Oh, there's a narrative in between. The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same. We thought that was the greatest tear-jerking emotional song, and it really, actually, in musical circles, it's known as a piece of crap. It's such a phony kind of song. But anyway, when you're 13 years old, anything like that really grabs you. Anyway, we have one guest from Steve who says Robert Merrill is 70, and Kristen says...
75.
75. Such an adorable little voice. It's just so sweet.
She's so cute, isn't she?
She is very cute.
She is.
Steve, you're a married man.
Yeah, I'm a married man. I got to remember that.
Amelia, how old do you think Robert Merrill is?
Well, I am bullish on 73.
We should lynch you for that. Okay, yeah.
My feelings aren't hurting
you. Okay, that's good. that's not good. That's not good. Let's see where, man, let me make sure my finger's right near the switch. Chris, what do you think?
You said you were 13 when you were listening to Merrill sing this song?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I have a feeling it was somebody else. It wasn't him.
How old do you think he was in his popularity?
And when he was very popular?
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, opera singers are pretty popular until pretty late in life.
That's true. I mean,
in other words, he's not going to tell you, Chris. That's what he's trying to
say. Yeah, no, I don't really know. I'd say he was probably very big in the 50s, 60s, through there.
I'm going to say 82.
82. Okay, we don't hear any police cruisers pulling up, no sirens or anything.
But I can't move my hands, they get me cuffed. But he's listening to the show and he likes it.
Well, that's right, the police officers are listening.
He might arrest you for being on the show.
Tony, what do you think?
Um, 78.
Oh, thank goodness. That gets me off the hook with my cockamamie voice. Okay. Jack?
You know, I believe his story goes that he was like a street urchin type of kid who somewhere like got a little bit of help and ended up becoming an opera singer for like a kid from like the New York area.
Yeah, he was from New York. You're right. I think what you say is quite true. what you say is true.
I belong to you.
He must be 72. When you're no, I'd say he's 74.
74. Okay, Kathy?
I thought he was dead. 80.
Well, assuming he's not, how old would you say?
I'd say he was 80.
Yeah, no, I don't think he is. I think he's still alive. Let's see, he's actually 75.
And so Kristen said that right on the button. Oh. I know. And Jack was within a year of that. Mm. A lot of you came very close. But the cigar goes to Kristen.
Oh,
hi. And I thought Nate, I think she did the best version. I mean, I've never heard the guy before, but I thought she was the best version.
Thank you very much.
He's looking for some few points.
Yeah, where's his switch?
I know. Come on. Do something easy.
Michelle Phillips. How about Michelle Phillips?
Ooh, how about her?
How about her? She was born Holly Michelle Gilliam in Long Beach, California. She appeared in the soap Search for Tomorrow, Hotel, Knots Landing. Since she was with the Mamas and the Papas, is that right?
Yeah,
she was. That's right.
Yeah, cute as a bug.
And she is a very pretty lady. Wasn't she married to some famous rock singer?
She was married to
Papa, wasn't she?
Papa Phillips.
What's his first name?
Oh, John Phillips.
John Phillips.
And their daughter Mackenzie.
Oh, that's right. Now they both were with Mamas and the Papas, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. They released Monday on her birthday in 1966. There's another date there.
How old was she then?
She was with the Mamas and the Papas when they released Monday on her birthday, which would be June 4th, obviously, in 1966. Obviously, I'm not going to tell you how old she was then, although I certainly could figure it out. But you tell me how old you think she is now, and let's see. Let's start with you, Chris. No, we started with you the last time, I think. Well, let's start with you again. What the heck?
Okay. I'd go with 56.
Okay, and Kathy?
I'll say 52.
52?
Yeah.
52. Okay, Emilio?
I'll say 48.
48. Okay, and Tony? Monday.
Come on, master.
Monday.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
Oh, please, Tony.
55.
Okay, and let's see, Kristen?
Well. I think I'll hang on to Tony and say 55.
Whoa, you do. Jack, what do you say?
49.
49, says Jack. And Steve from Alston?
48.
So 48, okay.
I feel good about this then, Steve.
Yeah, we got it. I got it. Me and the other guy.
Okay, actually you don't, but, you're second closest. She's 50. She's the big 5-0 today.
I was going to say 40.
Yeah, Jack said 49. Now, Jack finally is on the scoreboard.
That leaves me.
That leaves you, Emilio, is just sitting there doing bad material.
Nobody said 50,
no.
Sorry, Kristen.
No, nobody said 50. We had Kathy said 52. She was close. And Steve said 48, which was close the other way. But Jack at 49 was the closest. Thank you so much. And now let's go down to the field and pick up the band.
Who's winning?
Steve, you know very well that you're still in the lead. Otherwise, you would have asked. Yes, you have 3, and Chris has 2. And that's about it. Chris is the only one to get caught up with you.
See, no, I haven't scored yet, but I'm not, you know.
That's a
I'm not here to provide technical support. I'm here to provide entertainment.
Oh, is that the way you see a role?
When are you going to start?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Bruce Dern. I always thought that was short for something else, but apparently that's his whole name. Doesn't seem like it was chopped off. My name is Bruce Dernebeck. But nobody's name is Bruce Dern. It's like somebody slapped a hand over his mouth and he stopped speaking. Anyway, he was in They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, which is a great movie. The Great Gatsby, which is the F. Scott Fitzgerald a story where Gatsby calls everybody old sport, by the way. That's where I stole that.
Hmm.
Coming Home, The Burbs, and Digstown. And he's the father of Laura Dern, who's quite a good actress and been in a number of fine movies herself.
And I believe his first role was in the John Wayne movie, The Cowboys, where his credit was simply listed as Long Hair.
Really?
He was the guy who shot John Wayne in that movie.
No kidding.
That's right.
Yeah? That's very interesting. I had no idea of that. Bruce Dern. Why don't we start with you, Jack? How old do you think Bruce Dern is on this very day, the father of Laura Byrne, Dern?
Laura Dern. He is 55.
He is 55. Okay. And let's see. Steve, what do you think?
Bruce Dern? I saw him in the Cowboys. Excellent movie. He looked to be about 28 back then. I'll say he's 58.
You'll say he's 58. Okay.
Yeah.
And Kathy?
I'll say 61.
61?
61.
61, okay. And Kristen?
I'll say 60.
60. Okay. Emilio?
I'd say he's darn near 58.
Whoosh. Darn near 58. Tony?
I've just been patiently waiting my darn here.
That's even worse than what I said.
No, it isn't. Nothing is worse than what you said, so don't flatter yourself.
I must be looking through rose-colored glasses, Norm.
Rose-colored glasses.
That doesn't tie in with anything. I'm just saying I'm looking...
Oh, I see. See, because I was...
Wasn't Laura Dern in some movie, something Rose?
Yes, she was. Rose. That's right, Ramblin' Rose.
With her mother.
That's right.
You knew it. You had an idea tied in, but you just didn't know what.
I just tied it in. Thank you for showing that up for me, Jack.
Thank you.
Okay, who did I just ask? Tony?
Yes.
Yes.
And I told you.
What did you say?
I said 56.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm such a silly poop.
That's okay.
Okay, and Chris, what do you say?
Bruce Dern, you said he was in the Burbs?
He was in the Burbs, that's right.
Was he the neighbor?
He played the...
Psychomaniac that shot off the roof. He was on the roof with the sniper rifle.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. He was the one that was the Army guy.
Yeah, he was the Army guy. He was
yeah.
like a mercenary type
yeah.
guy.
56. 56. Okay. Here come the answers now. The answer is 58.
Yes.
Emilio has made it to the scoreboard.
Yes.
And Steve has put another notch.
In his belt.
In the belt.
Gee, wow, that's so surprising that he has 9 correct answers now. He's in Star Magazine and claiming, I'm not looking at it. No.
Yeah, he's got 4 out of 7. And he's, I'd say, out of the 4, 3 of them were right on the button. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah.
Wait a second here. Hold on now.
You're going to hurt your case now if you keep talking.
He's going to be like Vince Lombardi, just teach you to win.
There's been seven birthdays. But I've only gotten 4.
Oh, the other ones are
Yeah, and then
cool.
3 out of 4 you hit right on the button. Nobody's come close to that.
Geez, I guess I'm lucky. You
keep yourself in the lead, and you know, I can screw this one up because then they don't think I'm cheating. And then when someone gets close, you throw one at us again, and you get another one. We know your whole routine.
Honestly, the baby's giving me the answers. She's holding up fingers.
No, we know he's not cheating. By the way, where'd you find that book?
What is she going to think about a father in prison for lying? Think about
that. Okay, I'm going to give you one more because we have a little extra time.
It's only a tasteless tacky.
And this,
guys.
Yeah, yours will be even tastelesser and tackier.
Yeah.
Okay, here's an event, and you tell me what year it happened, okay? Because it happened on June 4th. The White House was completed.
Well, this is a birthday game.
That's right. It is a birthday game, but occasionally we do events that happen on that day as well, when we don't have enough birthdays to go around.
Okay. No, don't you understand? He can't look that up in the Star Magazine, so he's a little upset with you.
Yeah, but he's already won. The cheat is won, so he's okay. Yeah.
When was the White House completed?
My lifelong dream was to beat Emilio. I've done it. I've accomplished everything I wanted to do in life.
Oh, that's great. Except finish that back porch you started. Okay. Anyway, the White House completed on this date, June 4th, and the first occupants moved in. I won't tell you who they were because that might be too much of a clue.
June 4th of what year?
Yeah, you tell me what year.
That's the question?
The question is, what year was the White House completed?
Okay.
Well, fair enough question.
Well, why don't we start with somebody else here?
Nobody even mentioned you, Steve. Why don't we start with somebody else here? Okay, we'll start with somebody else here, sure. I wasn't going to start with you anyway, Steve.
Okay.
I don't even want to finish with you. I don't even want to... Oh, shut up, Steve. Okay, let's get... Krista, what do you think? What year was that?
Can you talk another minute? I'm trying to look it up.
It's on page 4, section 62.
Oh. I guess these people that went to that gas station know.
Where's his microphone switch? Huh? Okay. The White House. Well, anyway, what year would you say, Kristen?
They're looking it up.
No, come on. Will you stop that? What year was that? You see, the capital was of the United States up to that point was in New York, and they finally live in the White House. That's a clue.
I failed history.
It could have been Reagan. He was old enough.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes. It could have been. Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hmm?
You
want to
humiliate me, huh, Norm?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice. I don't even know what to say.
I'll give you another 18 minutes.
I'm breaking out into a sweat. I have no idea, so I'll just have to say an even 1900, because I have no idea.
1900 was when the White House was completed, and the first... The president and his wife moved in. 1900, that would have been Theodore Roosevelt. Was in office during that, I believe, that year. Or Grover Cleveland. Oh, no, it would have been William McKinley, maybe.
That's the year they opened up the Lincoln's ghost bedroom.
That's right. It was the first year of that, and that happened the same year the first couple moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln also, well, he must have gone to have the White House in New York. Okay. Anyway, we're rewriting history here. Okay,
we're revisiting it.
We're Vince, right. What do you think, Tony?
Oh, gee, I had to open my mouth. Okay. Now, the White House just had an anniversary.
June 4th.
Like within the past few years.
The past few years.
I don't know, maybe not. Like, you know, it's so many and it's so many years old. Yay, you know, it was one of those deals.
Yeah, well, it would have been kind of an odd year, you know. In other words, it wasn't a rounded number, if that's the case.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I mean, it could have been.
There was a clue.
Yeah, I was giving clues, that's true.
No, I mean, I'm saying they could have celebrated in 1991. I don't know that it was so many years old.
They could have done that.
Yeah.
Could have been so many years.
Yeah, we don't have too much time left. If you
we
could
don't?
Just come up with an
no,
answer.
No, we don't. Wow, look at that. A couple of minutes.
No, it's a couple of minutes, yeah.
Okay. oh, boy. 19.
The White House was completed, remember, okay?
Yeah.
Don't give me any hints.
1894. No.
1891. Okay. Kathy, what do you think?
By 1934.
1934, right in the middle of Franklin Roosevelt's term. Yeah, that's right. Boy, the packing he had to do.
Oh, wait a minute. I made a mistake. I didn't want to say that. 1890. What am I, an idiot?
It's too late now.
I didn't want to say that.
Well, we got news.
No, we got to
move
along quickly.
1841.
Okay. Steve, what do you think?
1820.
Chris?
Officers, no, Nathan, okay? Just give me 5 minutes.
1832.
And Jack,
1817. And Emilio? I'll steal Tony's
1841. Okay, 1841. Okay, actually, it was 1800.
Wow.
You were off a little bit. Jack Hart said 1817, so he was the closest. And hang in there, Steve. You're the winning cheat.
Okay.
For my tasteless tacky prize, can I get a picture, an autographed picture of you, Norm?
Yes, you may. Just hang in there. Emilio's going to take your name and address and stuff. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank all of you. I've got to get going.
All right. Thanks
a lot. Very
much.
Okay. Nice to play with you, Chris and Kristen and Kathy and you too, Tony. And Jack Hart and all the folks out there, thank you so much. You're tuned to WBZ.
I love episodes where everyone has something funny to add. Well, except Emilio. I'm only kidding. The comfort level from all the players, it is just like a bunch of friends getting together and having a great time. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For the Vine Street Hawks from Everett, Mass., Hot Sizzlers halfway back to the pitcher's mound. Ken Coleman. Phonics. Double Parking. Gold's Gym. Diaper Changing. George Lewis. Cordless Phone Interference. East Boston. Sarah Nathan. Marty Manasian. And Bernie Corbin. Paperclips. The Hardy Boys. Nancy Drew. The Great Gatsby. Making Comedy Safe. Star Magazine. American Success Stories, Silly Pooks, The White House, Tear-Jerking Pieces of Crap, Shutting Off the Mic, Emilio Morata, Jack Hart, and Old Iron Stomach himself, Norm Nathan. Bye-bye, old sport, from Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. I'm Tony Nesbitt.